الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكمل العدة ولتكبروا على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من قام ليلة العيدين محتسبا لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلب. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, first of all, I should say Eid Mubarak to all. Because Alhamdulillah, Allah Jalla Shanu ne granted us tawfiq to keep fast in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. This month was very great month. And this month has been specially granted for this purpose, that we get taqwa, which is the utmost need of all the Muslims. Because if a person has iman, to at least after some time, it may be any much, how that much, he after that he will go to Jannah inshallah, because if he has iman. But if he does not have iman, then he can never go to Jannah. He will be always put in Jahannam. So iman is very, very great thing to achieve in this world. And after that, the great thing is hidayat, by which we get taqwa. Because if taqwa we do have, then inshallah we shall be granted vilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Allah inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. So it means the combination of taqwa with iman is the source of getting vilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month was granted for this purpose, that we get taqwa, and mean we get vilayat. But this month is the month of sabr, the month of patience. Because this sabr is the source of istiqamat of an amal. Because the irritation of nafs deviates us from the real path, from the mean path. It's the source of deviation. So if a person can be patient to those things which are brought by nafs, by irritation, and he can be patient for this, then he can avoid these, the effect of these irritations, and then he can maybe granted istiqamat. And istiqamat is the real source of earning of jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innal ladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, those people who say, Allah is our Rabb. So this only saying is not required. At this, one should have istiqamat. It means the requirements of this saying should be fulfilled by istiqamat. And this istiqamat is coming by patience. So subhanallah, this month is the month of patience. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us Taraweeh in this month as well. So by this, these two things are achieved. Sabr and Salat. And this, by this we get taqwa and qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once we do this sabr, and we get that istiqamat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us two things. Number one, istiqamat on amal. And two, second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us tawfiqat. Tawfiqat. By that, one should be having shukr. So, just you see, when you keep fast for the whole day, and when the time of iftar comes, so you are told to break fast as early as possible after the verification that time is now over. You should not be late in that. So actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us that farhat, which is attached with the with that amal of patience. Lissaymi farhatan. For every person who keeps fast, there will be two farhats. Number one, at the time of iftar, and secondly, when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means the time of death. So they see, Allah subhanahu says in Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. سبحان الله. When we follow the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to use our time, money and body accordingly by istiqamat, then at the time of death, malaika will come to have istiqbal for you and will be telling you, do not be afraid, do not be sad. لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا, and take the basharat of that Jannah which was told for you to be granted. And we are with you in this life, and we are going with you in that life, because we can cross this boundary by death, but they don't need to be dead to have death. They can go with us to the other boundary as well. And then they will be told that you will be granted that Jannah in which you will be given whatever you desire by heart and whatever you ask for. Because this will be the hospitality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ghafoor Rahim. So this is farahat. How much a person will be happy if he will be granted, he will be granted this basharat. How much will be happy? So it means all the things depends upon these things. So one should be have shukr. So the first thing, Eid al-Fitr, because it is iftar of the whole month. So in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that pleasure. This actually the sense of pleasure. The sense of pleasure which you will be get inshallah at most end, but it will be just after the end of this month. And what has been told? You have been told لِتُكَبِّرُ الْعَلَى مَعَدَاكُمْ Here he says, it's been told. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So there are stages. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah desires ease for you. He desires not hardship for you. If you think that I am keeping fast, so it is hard for me and Allah desires hardship for me. No, no, it's not the thing. Actually, it is key. By key, you are turning the thing. Of course, it needs that much power to turn. But after that, the things you get, it's too much than that force you have applied. You get many, many benefits by turning this key. So this is ignition, self. So when you do this fasting, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you too much. But that is so that you should complete the prescribed period and that you should magnify Him for having guided you, so you may be thankful. You will get sugar. Now, there is a little analysis. If we compare patience with sugar, sabr with sugar, so sabr is on hardship and sugar is on ni'mat. The person who is asked for sugar, he has ni'mat. And the person who is asked for sabr, he has some hardship. So think about it, whether sabr is easy or shukr is easy? Shukr is easy by definition. Shukr must be easy, but it is not easy. Shukr must be because already you are having ni'mat. And sabr, you are having hardship, you are facing hardship. But sabr is achievable very easily, but shukr is very difficultly achieved. Why this is so? Think about it. The main thing behind this is this. When Shaitan became Mardud, he said, I will stand on the right path. And coming from the right and from the left and from the back and from the fourth, and I shall not allow them to reach you. They will not be able to reach you. And you will find two little people who are Shakirin. It means the main attempt of Shaitan is on not to have sugar. Now see, in the Eid and in Ramadan. In Ramadan, Shaitan is not allowed to deceive you. He stopped. And you can be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you. And as Shaitan was asked, okay, do whatever you can do. And try to do what you want to do with them. And those who are mine, you cannot deceive them. And those who will follow you, you and you, your follower will all be put in Jahannam. So this dialogue has happened. And it has endorsed in Quran. So the problem is this, we do not understand. So this shukr, which is to be done, in Eid al-Fitr, we feel very, very less. And that patience, we feel too much in Ramadan. So it means we should understand. They should stand on, we should have stand against Shaitan. And we should not allow him to deceive us. Because he cannot do anything if we do not want, and if we stand against them, he cannot do anything because he is only makar. كيد الشيطان ان كيد الشيطان لزيفا. Only waswasa. He can put only waswasa. So we should understand this situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us tawfiq of keeping fast. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to eat those ni'mat and those things and very good clothes and meeting with the people. These all things have been allowed. So we should do that as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned. We should follow the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way of sunnah. So we should spend all the time of Eid al-Fitr as per sunnah. The other thing is this, that Ramadan Sharif is the month of overhauling, of purification, of getting taqwa. And people get it, mashallah. People get it. But they should not lose it. And the main chance of losing that is in Eid al-Fitr. Is in Eid al-Fitr. So a person, he can stop himself in Eid al-Fitr from doing wrong things. So inshallah, this effect will remain on his, on him for the whole of year, inshallah. For the whole of year, he will be having that effect. But if he loses it in Eid al-Fitr, so then that will not remain. How? For example, when you come out, so you will see at the first night, oh, decks, music, videos, and films, and going to bazaars, and having misuse of eyes and ears. And these all things will come in the first night with Laylatul Jaiza. And after that, on Eid, people will come to meet you and you will go to meet people. And there will be muhrimat, and there will be ghair mahram. So, when will you will not protect yourself from those sins of having misuse of eyes and ears, then this effect will remove the effect of previous taqwa. Because this is contradiction to taqwa. This is against taqwa. When you put minus and add it with the plus, what will be the effect? That plus will be reduced. So therefore, and these all things happen in these 3 days. So good chance is this, if you can avail to keep fast from the second day of Shawwal. Because it has been told, if you keep the fast of Shawwal, so inshallah you will get ajr of the whole year fasting. How? Very easy to calculate. Minimum multiplication factor is 10. So it means 1 month is equal to 10 months. And 6 days equal to 60 days. It means 2 months. 2 months plus 10 months, 12 months. It means it's for the whole year. So as if you are keeping fast for the whole year. And it can, by this one can hope, inshallah, by this we can get, we can drag this effect of Ramadan to the whole year. So this thing I wanted to communicate. Be in the good company in these days, not in the bad companies. Be protect yourself from misuse of eyes, from ears, from the lips, and from thinking, from seeing good wrong books, wrong literature on internet. That you don't poison your mind and your heart. Because nafs has desires. But actually, the mujahida reduces their desires. But if you follow it, then it will come again. So inshallah, doing good things, not bad. In these days, protection of ourselves by having good company and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too much and doing zikr and fikr, inshallah, we shall get the required results. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا كَتُوبَ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ. Now we do zikr. Although with the English lecture we do not have zikr, but in this two things were combined. One was the dars of Masnavi Sharif, after which we do zikr, and the other is English lecture. So as English lecture has been done after the Masnavi Sharif and we did not have zikr, so we do zikr after this, inshallah. This zikr is islahi zikr. By this, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies our heart. Because it's in hadith that everything has tool for cleaning, and tool for cleaning is for the heart is zikr. So we can use this tool. La ilaha illallah, 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله. So we have azan, we should wait for that. الله أكبر الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة.
لا اله الا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد بارك وسلم رب هذه الدعوه من
لا اله الا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا اله الا هو 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 اله الا هو لا اله الا هو لا اله الا هو لا اله الا هو لا اله الا هو اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا حق 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا الله 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد بارك وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا الله forgive us for all the sins what we have done what we have committed
And ya Allah, keep all the barakat of Ramadan for the whole of year, and grant us more barakat and barakat of Eid as well. And please, ya Allah, grant tawfiq us to help those who are not having those things which what we are having, and to help them we should do what we can do, and we can help them just like those people who are in very much hardship of the life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us relief from those hardships, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to help them. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا الْبَلَاءُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.